A new program in Utah wants to help first responders learn to recognize and work through their traumatic life events through horsemanship. This coming Saturday, Rain and Response will be holding its first official and free kickoff in Laverkan. Taylor Graff owns the program and says sessions are set to begin early next year. She says while pricing is still being finalized, participants will pay a part of the total cost while sponsors will pay the balance. She says she's been working with an equine therapist to develop the curriculum, which will teach first responders skills and tools to better manage trauma. For Graff, it's personal because her father was a police officer for years and is impacted by events he experienced on the job.
Our family dynamics changed, relationships changed, and my dad changed. It was a really big deal, and none of us knew how to deal with it. We did not have the emotional intelligence to figure out what was going on.
An estimated 30% of first responders and public health workers can develop depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, compared with 20% in the general population, according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Graff says it's important to note the program is not intended to act or replace actual therapy, but rather be an outlet where one can release and get in better tune with their emotions. Graff says people can learn a lot from horses, since they'll react based on a combination of their own personalities and human behavior toward them. She adds that participants, in partnership with the horse, will learn how to read, de-escalate, and negotiate situations in the round pen.
We teach them how to get the horse back up and just going crazy, and then bringing them back down, and we relate it to them. Then we teach them how that works in themselves and how they can do it with their families.
Graff says she wants first responders to know Rain and Response is there to show support and offer help, and adds that it's always important to lift those that are lifting us. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.